You're quite sure there isn't any more?
Left out the last 8 verses.
I have to have it in full some night. Alternate it with the ring cycle. A more telling argument for enosis I have never heard.
All right, Makarios, I'll buy it. What is it? We're all wanting to know. What is it that goes two-two anyway?
The little chicks.
Chicks? Suits? What sort of chicks?
All sort of chicks.
You ever heard a chick go two-two?
They do it in Greece.
Would you like to see what I had for Christmas? The hat! That's the wardrobe, mistress. I had to warn old Caliban here only the other day not to treat that title too literally. He even brought his own wardrobe. Well, I was going to sing you a little, what's the chap's name? Edwardian song. And I thought perhaps you wouldn't mind if I was to wear my little Edwardian hat. Last year I was given a decanter for Christmas. Very nice thing. Cut glass, came from the Portobello Road, in which I keep Madeira in it, wine of which I'm extremely fond, to the despair of the port wine trade. Well, now, this decanter has a peculiarity. When you lift it up, it's got a sort of musical box in the bottom, and when you lift it up, it plays a tune. In fact, it plays two tunes, and this isn't either of them. She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice. She was fair, she was sweet, 17. He was old, he was vile, and no stranger to vice. He was base, he was bad, he was mean. He had slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps. All unperforated. And he said as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar and the lamps, have some Madeira, me dear. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you, that wouldn't be right. You shouldn't drink spirits at this time of night. Have some Madeira, me dear. It's very much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, one cannot drink stout, and port is a wine I can well do without. It's simply a case of shaken arse on gout. Have some Madeira, Madeira. Unaware of the wiles of the snake in the grass, of the fate of the maiden who topes, she lowered her standards by raising her glass, her courage, her eyes, and his hopes. She sipped it, she drank it, she drained it, she did. He quietly refilled it again. And he said, as he secretly carved one more notch on the butt of his gold-handled cane, have some Madeira, Madeira. I've got a small cask of it here. And once it's been opened, you know it won't keep. Do finish it up, it will help you to sleep. Have some Madeira, me dear. It's really an excellent year. Now, if it were gin, you'd be wrong to say yes. The evil gin does would be hard to assess. Besides, it's inclined to affect me prowess. So have some Madeira, me dear. Then there flashed through her mind what her mother had said with her antepenultimate breath. Oh, my child, should you look on the wine when 'tis red, be prepared for a fate worse than death. She let go her glass with a shrill little cry. Ah! Crash, tinkle, it fell to the floor. When he asked what in heaven, she made no reply, up her mind and a dash for the door. Have some Madeira, Madeira. rang out down the hall loud and clear. A tremulous cry that was filled with despair as she paused to take breath in the cool midnight air. Have some, Madiara, Midia. The word seemed to ring in her ear. Until the next morning, she woke up in bed with a smile on her lips and an ache in her head. And a beard in her ear hole that tickled and said, have some, Madiara, Midia.